That goes towards supporting our community and people who need that. And then the announcement I have that we've been talking about is that we have the retreat coming up on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of August. It is free. It's up north in Brainerd. And we want everybody and your friends and family to come. And it will be free for everybody also. So if you have people who you want to invite, go for it. Free, including food. There's cabins. You can bring a tent if you want to. But you do need to sign up so we know how much food to bring. So we have an official sign-up sheet. So I'm going to pass that around. 11th, 12th, and 13th. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we still have church that Sunday, in case you need to mentally prepare for that. But that's all the announcements. Jen Tuvison. Jen's got it. It's the Jen show tonight.
So I just have a brief devotional since it's Communion Day, but we already took communion, so that's cool. I mean, I think like fundamentally it doesn't really change anything. Right. So this is probably, well, hopefully going to be nice and brief. So what I did was I picked a couple psalms because I think these are two that I turn to. Sometimes it's time to start praying. I don't know about you, but I have points where it's like, shoot, where do I start? You feel dry or blank or distracted or discouraged or like whatever, right? So I picked a couple psalms that help me sometimes get it going. So the first one is Psalm 142, verses 1 through 2. Okay, this is I brought my tiny Bible so I wouldn't be embarrassed with my giant Bible, so it's harder to read. All right. You're right, it's a different kind of embarrassing. It's I'm getting old embarrassing, not I have a textbook Bible embarrassing. Just can't win. Okay, Psalm 142, verses 1 through 2. I cry aloud with my voice to the Lord. I make supplication with my voice to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare my trouble before him. So here's what I would like to point out, or here's what catches me when I read this one. Get my cue cards here. He cries aloud with his voice. He's not thinking about it. He's not just like, nee, 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 nee in his head, right? He says it out loud. He uses his voice. I think that's important. I think that's, sure, God knows everything, right? He knows what's in our heart. He knows what's in our minds. He knows our thoughts. But there is value in saying it out loud. Another thing is, he says, you know, I'm bringing this out before you. He's directing it at God. He's being direct. He's not being passive aggressive. So he's not like, oh, I feel really sad today. I wish there was someone that could comfort my heart right now. Or I'm just really bummed. I don't know whose fault that is. He's super direct. He's like, God, I'm upset, and I'm telling you about it right now with my voice out loud. So I think sometimes I know in my own experience, I don't always do that. I think it's important, this psalm, these two verses, because we can learn, right? We already, like, use your voice, get it out, be specific. If we have a prayer, if we're upset about something, if our heart is heavy, if we're confused, if we're sad, if we're angry, if we're anxious, if we're hurt, if we're afraid, if we don't say that out loud, if we don't turn it into a prayer, it just continues to be a knot inside of our hearts. And I think we all have experienced that. I don't want to project on you. Maybe you have not. But I think as fellow human beings, it's probably pretty safe to take that guess. And for me, this is a huge thing. If we don't identify what we want to God, how is he going to be able to answer us? How are we going to get an answer to a knot that doesn't have words or emotions or hurts? How is he going to answer that, right? I mean, he can knock and kind of encourage you to soften up and open up and tell him what's going on, but he can't answer you if you don't tell him what's bothering you. Like, I think it's like we don't have the vocabulary to hear what he's saying if we don't put it out there first. I mean, sure, this is only two verses, so maybe that's a lot of conjecture, but that's what I take from it. That's what it gives me when I kind of can exercise in prayer like this. I just think it's something, for some reason, that's hard to remember to do all the time. It's easy to just be upset and not say anything and just lay in bed and be like, ugh. Be like, oh, God, this is what's going on. I'm hurt. I'm lonely. And he goes, okay, let me talk to you about that. Let me touch on those areas. Let me tell you where I am in all of that. So, you know, say what you want to God. He can take it. He's not going to strike you with lightning if you tell him that you're mad at him. He'll be like, okay, great. I'm fine. I'm glad you put it out there. Now I can talk to you about it and we can work on why that's happening. So be encouraged. Do that. Try it. See what you think. And then the next one is Psalm 103. This is one of my serious go-tos. When I feel like, what's my identity? Who is God to me? I'm confused. I don't know where to start. You know, this happens to me every once in a while, and it totally sucks. And when that happens, I turn to this psalm, and I read it out loud, the whole thing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. So I'm just going to read a few verses and then share how I think that can help us, again, model our prayers to God. So I'll just read probably the first five verses. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. So I think those are good things to be reminded of. You know, we have that. I think one thing that's interesting, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul. That's an imperative. He's commanding himself to do that. I don't know if, like, I'm not a scholar. I don't know if this is like the way that you structure these prayers or if this is just a figure of speech, but it's what it says to me is there's some effort there. Maybe it's not natural to bless the Lord, right? Maybe you have to take the initiative. Maybe there's a chance. Sometime you have to be like, no, bless the Lord. Like, well, that didn't sound so good, but it's like a choice that you make. It's a step that you decide to take. And that's what I get from it. If that's not how it was intended, then like, oops, but I think it's still an okay lesson to pull out of it. Another thing about this psalm that we saw in the other one is that it's specific. He's naming stuff. He's not just like, thanks God, you're great. Thanks God, my life is better now. Okay, that's cool, but like, what else? Like, what does that actually mean? I work with a lot of people that are new to faith or maybe have weird ideas about faith, and they know how to say the churchy stuff. Like, I'm a new creation. And it's like, okay, that's so great. What does that mean? Oh, well, I don't, yeah. Okay, what does that mean? Let's look at your life. Like, show me where God has worked. And then they can tell you a dozen things. So I think it's important to be specific when we can. Let's see, did I have anything else that was deep here? I think another reason it's important to be specific is we can all think back to parts in our lives, places, times, people, situations where we know without a doubt that God has met us there, that he's met a need, that he's answered a prayer. Maybe he just came out of nowhere. Maybe we asked and asked and asked, and then he was there. I don't know. But I think sometimes, I think it's a good way to exercise our faith. It's a good thing to go back and be reminded where God has been, especially if we feel dry or discouraged or just like, man, I've been in the same spot, or I don't know, faith is weird. Is God really real anyway? I don't know. I think it's good to look back and to see those things. I think about this psalm too, it shows us, and it showed David who God was and who he was to him and who he was because of what God did for him and does for him, right? So he redeems his life from the pit. He heals all of his diseases. He pardons all his iniquities. Who doesn't want that? I know. I want that. And it's hard to believe in that sometimes. And so I have to read it out loud and choose to bless the Lord with my soul because it doesn't seem natural sometimes that those things can be real or attainable or for me, especially when I suck repeatedly on multiple levels, multiple times a day. And it's a reminder that it doesn't matter. Like, of course I suck. That's okay, because God's there. I don't make my identity. I have these good things because of how good he is. And so I don't have to deserve it. I don't have to beg him for it. It's just there. That was a rabbit trail at the end. But anyway, be encouraged. I know some people think the Psalms are weird, and I actually think they're weird too, but I think it's great if you look at them. You can see just about every kind of prayer there, you know, like, God, why have you left me? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, I'm hurting here, I'm alone, or everything's great, the trees are praising God even. And it's like, okay, whoa, dude. So I think it's important. I think it can be valuable to look at that and be encouraged. So like, when I feel dry in my own personal prayers, that's what I do, and it usually kind of, like, you know, jump starts me a little bit and pops the clutch so I can get rolling again. So that's all I had. Thanks.